In the U.S., anti-Israel protesters have gathered near the White House to urge an end to Washington's aid for Tel Aviv. The protesters have said they want to bring attention to the billions of dollars the U.S. gives Israel amid reports of civil rights abuses against Palestinians. China has slammed comments made by the U.S. Secretary of State about the disputed islands in the East China Sea. Beijing has urged Washington to adopt a responsible attitude towards its dispute with Tokyo. Hillary Clinton said the U.S. opposes any unilateral action that would seek to undermine Japanese administration of those islands. At least 9 people have been killed in fresh U.S. drone strikes in Yemen. Based on reports, 2 assassination drones targeted an area in Abyda Valley in central Ma'ari province. Washington has claimed its drones attack target militants, but reports on the ground show most victims are civilians. The Obama administration's rulebook, which codifies and institutionalizes U.S. assassination drones, is ready for approval. The CIA, however, will continue its targeted killing operations for a year or so in Pakistan. The UN has called the U.S. operations illegal and demanded an end to them. Gun owners have rallied across the U.S. to protest against possible gun control proposals. They are urging authorities not to introduce new restrictions. President Barack Obama unveiled a sweeping package of federal gun control proposals after one of the most tragic gun-related incidents in the U.S. left 26 people dead, mostly schoolchildren. Algeria said 23 foreign hostages and 32 kidnappers were killed in one of the country's biggest hostage crises. The Interior Ministry's announcement came after a final assault on the gas plant where the hostages were being kept. Most of the hostages were freed after the rescue operation by Algerian forces. Snow has brought chaos to major airports throughout Europe. Thousands of passengers have been stranded as hundreds of flights have been cancelled in Britain, France, and Austria. Economists have warned that the cold snap could have serious consequences for Europe's economies and could particularly push the UK economy into an unprecedented triple-dip recession. Syria has called on insurgent groups to lay down their weapons and to take part in a national dialogue. The foreign minister, Walid al-Muallim, has said everyone participating in the dialogue will be included in a new government. He also accused Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Turkey of arming and financing insurgents.